Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what is going on? My name is Justin. This is Sports Sales and Coffee, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your very busy day and allowing me to enter your ear holes and tickle that beautiful brain of yours with a little bit of information, a little bit of knowledge, and even some motivation that will hopefully help you reach and exceed your sales goal so you can absolutely dominate the industry, become that monster, that mega beast that I know you can become, and I want you to kill it. And if you enjoy what you're listening to, and I really hope you do, it'd mean the world to me and my mother. If you could tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast, we can grow this bad boy, and then let's become friends ourselves. Follow me on social media at SportsSalesCom. Coffee on Instagram, at Sports Sales Coffee on Facebook, at SSC underscore podcast on Twitter, at Sports Sales Coffee on TikTok. I didn't forget that. Almost did. Sports Sales and Coffee on LinkedIn, or if you want to hit me up on an email, sportssalescoffee@gmail.com. Slide into my DMs, throw me a question or a comment, a concern, or if you just want to chop it up, let me know. I will get back to you. I absolutely promise I will. And yeah, I don't know, like, subscribe, and comment to whoever listens to the podcast. I guess that helps with the algorithm or whatever, so this bad boy can just kind of keep going in this, I don't know, in a direction. And we'll kind of go from there. It is like 4:30. The birds are chirping. I got my window open because if I don't, my upstairs like office slash other bedroom slash place is going to get super stuffy and I'll start sweating profusely. And it's not very hot out, but it just gets really stuffy. So you might hear some birds in the background. Enjoy that. You might hear my dog get off the bed and make a ton of noise within, probably he'll do that halfway through the podcast, I would assume, because that's what he does, because they're animals. Do you ever have this thing, if you have a dog or you know a dog, like they do something that is super smart and you just have this thought of like, man, we are just so lucky to have dogs. Like they're just so smart, intelligent animals. Like it's just amazing. And then after you think that, they do the dumbest thing. Like they go eat poop or they, I don't know, try to eat a stick and then can't poop because they eat all that wood and it's in their belly. And then you're like, you're dumb. Like in one instant, you're like, you're the smartest thing I've seen. Like, how do you know how to do this? And then you're like, oh yeah, that's right. You're a dog. Like, I love my dog, but he's a smart dummy. But I think that's kind of like all dogs. I'm not really sure. Maybe I'm losing my mind. Maybe, you know, 50 days of being home and not really seeing anyone else has made me crazy. Maybe I am. This is maybe the breaking point that I'm now like diving into what my dog thinks and criticizing him for his thoughts and his actions. Maybe that's it. Maybe this is the last episode because maybe I just go crazy and I don't know what to do. I don't know. It could be. It could be. I hope quarantine's treating everyone well. All jokes aside, it's going well for me. I haven't gone crazy yet. I'm still kind of having fun. I'm still keeping busy. I'm trying to work on myself as much as possible. I'm trying to knock out these episodes, and they just kind of come to me. And I haven't gone stir crazy. We've gone for drives as a family just to get out of the house and get the kids out of the house. And I haven't really had to separate them too often. So luckily, there's been a couple close calls in for a World War III to start. But as of right now, they're pretty good. They're kind of playing downstairs. So you also might hear one of them yell of like, hey, it is what it is. But this is their break time. They go in the rooms, they kind of play by themselves, and then afterwards we're going to go on a frog hunt. We're not going to kill any frogs, but for kindergarten we're going to look for frogs or some tadpoles or pollywogs. And man, pollywogs is just a fun word to say. I mean, it's just a fun... Tadpoles and pollywogs are just fun words to say. So we're going to try to do that. There's like a little marsh by my house, so that's what I'm going to do after this. But I want to jump on real quick and just give you another episode and give you kind of what I was thinking and what are my thoughts and how am I handling the situation. And the response I've gotten from everyone during this time has been phenomenal. Being able to talk to some people and sending up some phone calls and chopping it up has been wonderful for me and hopefully the other person that I've been talking to, hopefully it's wonderful for them as well. I don't put words in their mouth. Maybe it's terrible. Maybe we get off the phone and they're just like, man, Justin is batshit crazy. He's the worst. But I think it's gone well. I think it's, I'm still having fun with the podcast. I'm still growing. I'm still grinding and it is what it is. And even though I kind of wish my episodes during this time was I was talking about more salesy stuff, or maybe I was talking about, you know, meetings or closes, or I wish I was talking about that, but it just doesn't seem right to me to do that because I like to make this podcast of what I'm going through, of what I'm thinking about, of what I'm going. And that's why I think it works. I think it works because I'm not sitting, you know, in the stands and telling you how to play. I'm there with you. I'm playing next to you in this analogy of us playing in the same sport. Is I'm not watching and say, hey, this is what I used to do. This is what I'm doing now. So that's why these last episodes are more to do with the pandemic. And like I said in the Buddy Buddy episode, it's these probably have an expiration date. You know, my cold calling one or my set the meeting. Those don't really have expiration dates. I feel like we might have to change them a little bit. We might find a new way to tweak them and get better. But for the most part, those are going to stay the same. For these, I mean, you listen to these in 2021, you might be like, this doesn't really make any sense and we're good. So it's right now, but that's why I think the podcast works. That's why I think people listen and reach out is because it's we're all going through this together. We're grinding and we're in sales and right now sales are tough. You know, you might still be selling. You might be working for the NFL, which they came out the other day and said that they plan on opening up in the like on time, which is awesome. And I hope they do. For us in baseball, especially minor league baseball, we're not really sure what's going to happen. NBA, there's the talk about playing in Disney with no fans. So that changes your schedule. NHL, MLS. I mean, everything is changing from this. So that's why I talk about kind of the things to talk about now. So if you have any ideas, you know, moving forward, or you think it'd be beneficial for me to give you my two cents on any ideas, or maybe talk about, you know, something that I do, I'd love to hear it. So slide in my DMs, I'll get back to you. But that's kind of what's up with me right now. And probably for the second time during this is I had in my mind of the episode of what I wanted to do. And I had the topic and I said, this is what I'm going to go upstairs. This is what I'm going to talk about. These are my things. And I don't really write anything down. I just kind of go off the top of my head and I do write down some stuff, but you know, sometimes I don't. And this one I had of talking about my opinion and what to do. And then halfway through of me doing dishes, I kind of said something and was like, oh, that's a pretty good, I'm like, no, that's what I should talk about. This is what I should talk about because this is what I'm doing. And I want to talk about, and I don't really know what to title it. So maybe I'll come up with a catchy title right now. Maybe it's planning for the future. Maybe it's taking a step back to take two forward, one back, two forward. Maybe that's it, one back, two forward. And it's talking, and what I want to talk about is setting that foundation and setting yourself up for success by doing things now that are going to pay off in 6 months, that are going to pay off in 2 to 3 months. What can you do now to keep, and I think this is a trend that I've been talking about all episode, all these last maybe 5 or 6 episodes, but I want to kind of hone in on more and talk about it. And this is what my approach is. And this is what we're trying to do. And you know, us for our team is we're offering refunds and or, you know, rollover for next year. I know I saw some today that the New Jersey Devils are actually offering season ticket holders refunds. And I believe and probably no one's going to admit to this, but you do that to stay in good graces because you understand it's such a terrible situation. You're looking out for your fans. Why won't you admit this? You're looking out for your fans, but you're trying to stay in their good graces, hoping this is a long game play, is that hopefully they come back next year because they enjoy the experience that you were able to give them with dealing through this pandemic. And that's what you're trying to do. So what can you do as a sales rep right now where, and maybe you don't have the power to give someone a refund. That's over your pay grade. So, but what can you do now to set the foundation today that you can then reap the benefits of what you did 6 months from now when things get back to normal? How can you stay in someone's good graces? And I think how you do that is you become a human to them. You become the human element. You reach out. You make sure everything's okay. Can you send them a little tchotchke, a little keychain, or can you send them a hat or maybe a handwritten note of just, thank you so much for the support. I just want to let you know that I'm here. Can you do some more stuff on personal branding? Can you do stuff where it's like you're going to start doing Netflix parties and watching movies with your season ticket holders or with your partners, or you're going to be out there? Are you going to be trying to promote their business on your social media account? Are you going to be trying to, you know, be a human with them? Are you going to call them to see how they're doing? Are you going to let them know and push around information for them? Like, what can you do now that you can benefit from 6 months from now when things get back to normal? Because 6 months, again, I've talked about this before, what scares me is budgets are going to change, and sports marketing, sports outings and groups are really sometimes the first thing to get cut. So how can we know that in 6 months, if these budgets get cut, how can we know we're going to be in the good graces because we've done our homework, that we've outsold or outperformed the newspaper guy, the Facebook guy? Like, what have we done in someone who might take our business or take that money that we're not selling those things? What are we doing now to make sure we're in that conversation? And I think what it is being a human. I think it's reaching out and using empathy and understanding the situation that these people are in and understanding that it varies from one to another. You might call a business or you might call a group and everything is fine because they're essential business. They're still working. Sure, they had to do some other stuff like sneeze screens or wear masks, but they're still working at a profit because they're still in business. You might call another business who has shut down for 50 days, 45 days, and they're sitting there saying, we don't have any income coming in. We don't know what to do. Same thing go with people. You might have someone who still goes to work and works 40 or maybe even has seen an uptick in their hours, and now they're working 50 hours a week and they're making overtime with hazard pay because they have to work through this. But then you call another family and both those people got laid off, or one of them is furloughed and they're home now, or they're working from home, and everyone's situation is different. So you can't throw an umbrella and say this is what it is, but to reach out and make sure that they know that you're trying to put them first. Can you send them an email that may have a funny card in it? Can you make sure that, you know, if you work with schools, you're reaching out, like today was Teacher Appreciation Day, that you're trying to send an email to all the teachers and say, we appreciate you for what you do. Are you going to reach out to first responders? Are you going to try to go volunteer? What can you do now to set yourself up for success in 6 months? I think what it is being real with someone and being there and making sure that they know that they're not just a paycheck to you. They're not just a commission check to you. You're not just trying to hit your goals with them. That you actually care about what they're going through and what they're doing and trying to look out and do everything in your power to help them. You know what I mean? Like, making sure you're taking those right steps and you're being there and you're connecting with them and you're giving them some love and you're there as a person and you're trying to jump into that friend mode rather than, I'm just looking for my commission check and I just want to get paid and see you later, which I think a lot of us are. We got to work on that. Maybe our reach outs are not very salesy right now. And maybe it's more of just looking at what can we do to make sure it can make your life easier. You know, what is that? What is that we can do? And that's figuring out. And I'm being pretty broad right now because it's all going to change. From where you stand, it's all going to vary. If you work for a big team, your hands might be tied of you can do very little. But those little things you can do can add up. Those little things can add up to big things. Maybe you work for a smaller team, minor league or a collegiate team or something like that. Well, you have a lot more you can do. You can really put them on social media. You can send them, you know, different things. You can work with a graphic designer and make them up stuff they can post. Or you can, you know, do X, Y, Z. But that's what we got to work out. We got to look at, and this is tough sometimes because we've all heard, and I've talked about it in sales, you know, we're hunters. We're hunters. We go out. We try to get that kill. That's what we're doing. We're hunting, 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 hunting. Well, right now, we might have to switch our mindset and start farming. We're not looking for that immediate kill. We're not like tracking, you know, looking for it. But we're farming. We're setting the seeds right now. We want to put in work so those seeds blossom into fruit, and then we can eat the fruit later. But we got to put in the work. You got to put in the care, the love, the time. So what is that that you can do to make sure that, yes, right now you're going to take a step back. You're not selling. You're taking a step back. But you can take two steps forward in 6 months. 6 months, 9 months, a year. Like, think long term. What can we be doing now to make sure that we can survive in 6 months? You got to look internally. You know, what I'm doing is I'm making sure that I reach out to all my sponsors, that I'm making sure that when I can connect with them, I have, you know, all my emails are personalized. I'm not sending them out a blast email. You know, maybe that first official one that I send out of, hey, this is what the team is doing. But when they respond, or my second one is I'm keeping it in the same thread. I'm trying to personalize that email to know that I'm taking the time to reach out to them and send them an email. That I am, like, you know, putting them first. I'm asking questions. I might be trying to add in even some a copy and paste email, which I do. You know, that's my preferred way of reaching out. But maybe I'm adding a little nugget in there. Maybe, you know, I have a couple clients that I know enjoy golf. So I say that in. I said, hey, listen, I'd love to take you out golfing. I still have some passes. Like, let me know. It's still social distancing. I can stay 6 feet away from you. I'm in the woods more than anyone else you're ever going to play with. So as long as you don't hit them in the woods, I'm pretty confident we can stay away from each other. That we'll be separated. I'll wear a mask too. I don't care. But just being there and being that human with people and reaching out with a place that you mean to. You're not just saying this to say this. And just like, I'm checking the boxes to make sure I can say all this. That you're actually saying stuff that you mean. You know what I mean? If I don't want to hang out, or if I don't want to go golfing, or if I don't want to make a joke with a client, then I'm not going to. Because it's not genuine. You want to be genuine. You want to be human. And you want to just make that connection. So hopefully, in 6 months, they remember you. When things get back to normal, they remember you and they want to, you know, they applaud you for what you've done, and you're going to be able to reap the benefits of what you've put in and what you've gathered. So what are you doing now that can benefit you in 6 months? Let's become farmers right now. That's what I'm going to call it. I'm going to call it farming. I mean, because that's what we have to do. We have to think long term. We have to think long term of what we can do. So think about that, you know, think of that, of what you're doing, but be human with people. Reach out with empathy. Make sure that we have their best interests in mind, because even though it's going to hurt us right now, we got to look for the future. For us to survive, we have to look for the future. We have to know that in 6 months, we're put in a better position than what we are right now, or else what the hell are we doing? What the hell are we doing if we don't believe in 6 months we're going to be better off than right now? Like, then we have a whole different conversation to have. You know what I mean? It is what it is. But I appreciate the hell out of you. Thank you so much for taking the time and listening to my ramble. And hopefully this motivates you to think outside the box and to get you to a place that you want to be, so you can reap the benefits, that you can put in these deposits, you can let them grow, and then take out all your money. You know, I mean, now I'm not saying that like with the customer, I take out the money. That actually sounded really bad. I wish I could delete this, but I'm not going to. But let's plant that seed. Let's build that strong foundation so we can build on it and we can grow from it and we can make it stronger than ever in 6 months and have a customer for life rather than just a flash in the pan because we're just looking for the quick in and out. So let's take that and build on it. So I hope you are all well. I hope you're all staying safe and healthy. And again, it means the world to me that you listen, that you hit me up. So it is. It is. Hit me up on social media, at Sports Sales Coffee on Instagram and on Facebook and on Twitter. That's at Sports Sales Coffee. On Twitter, it's SSC_podcast. LinkedIn, Sports Sales and Coffee. And, or hit me up on email. It's sportsalescoffee@gmail.com. I will hit you back. I promise. If you have any questions or have any ideas or anything like that, like, subscribe, and comment so we're able to listen to the podcast. And, I wish you the absolute best. Stay positive. Stay up. Go sell something you have the opportunity to, and I'm going to see you next time. Peace.